Please rise for the prayers of the church. In our prayers this morning, just a couple prayer requests to share with the congregation. We have a couple of surgeries coming this week. Joe Payne, I think Joe's here this morning. He has his, Joe, are you here? I can't tell. Yep, Joe, yep. Joe's got his knee replacement on Monday. Is that
Wednesday.
And Wally, are you still up for, yep. And Wally's got his procedure on Friday. Yep. And then also just prayers, continued prayers for the people of Paradise, California. I shared in the Bible study this morning, we did lose the Lutheran Church, the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church in Paradise. It burned down to the ground. So we want to uplift that congregation and all those people that are affected by the campfire. We bow our heads. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the church, the gathering of God's forgiven people, that we be of support and encouragement to one another as we await the day of the Lord's return. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy and hear our prayer. For our nation, our state, our local community, and our neighborhoods, that justice prevail in our courts and in all centers of government as we await the day of the final judgment, that we have lives that are peaceful and secure. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy and hear our prayer. For those with special need, for our petitions in these times as the day of Christ's return draws ever closer, including the sick and the hospitalized, the shut-ins, those facing challenges in employment or in other parts of their lives. Lord, this week we pray for those that are traveling. Give them safe travel and a sweet time with family. We pray for those that are alone. We especially uplift those that are homebound in our congregation. Lorraine Dowdy, Fran Winstead, Dixie Crawford, Ginny Held, Eileen Lockwood, Don Malcolm, and Betty Hagen with the Thanksgiving holiday ahead. Lord, also for those affected by the campfire in California and the fire down south in Southern California, that you would preserve life, Lord, that you would bless the firefighters with their efforts and keep them safe, Lord. We do pray for our sister congregation, our Savior Lutheran Church in Paradise, that you would bless Pastor Merrick, his family, all those affected, all those families that have lost loved ones. Lord, help them to see Jesus through all of this. And Lord, use your church to help and support where needed. Lord, for those facing surgery this week, for Joe Payne, and for Wally Held, that you'd bless the surgeons and guide their hands and give them a speedy recovery, a healthy recovery, and for their caregivers as well. Lord, also for those on our prayer list, for Dylan, Kai, Bev, Max, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Merle, Ava, Paul, Evan, Brian, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Gary and Katie, Jim, Gary Hayworth, Ron, Gail and Rich, Richard, Joel Bond, Art LeBond, Sammy, and John Filbert. We pray that their needs be met according to your gracious plan. For this, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy and hear our prayer. For the proper use of the good gifts God has granted us, that we be thankful for all that we need to support our lives, that we be a blessing to our families, our neighbors, and our community. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy and hear our prayer. As we join in prayer, we thank you, Lord, for the faithful witness left to us by your saints, those who have known personally in our lives and those from times past whose witness continues to inspire and inform us. Grant that your Holy Spirit lead us in ways of peace as we await the resurrection of the body and the glory of the life everlasting. Lord, have mercy and hear our prayer. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of the Lord for the people of the Lord. You may be seated for our distribution.